Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you as we listen to a batch of new sounds. Welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Sepal, Petal and Thorn and the Golden Poppy, that was Katie McNally. The Boston Fiddler combines Scottish, Cape Breton and original writing in her album Flourish, joined by lots of players from the New England roots music scene, and we'll have more from Katie McNally later on. Well, there's been a mass hatching of music in my office in recent weeks, and the padded envelopes were threatening to topple over on my desk. I'm up to my knees in bubble wrap, so let's open them up, shall we, and have a good listen. And we'll have some familiar voices coming up ahead. Doogie McLean on the way, also Karen Casey, as well as new names and sounds too. It's mostly new releases, but some have been out for a while and are just finally finding their way to me, which is a very good move. Irish accordion player Alan Kelly hosts a couple of guest vocalists on his album After the Morning, including Eddie Reader, to sing I Hung My Harp Upon the Willows. And to follow, we'll have something else from Alan's album, the title jig set, after the morning. First, though, from Matt and Shannon Heaton's very latest, Tell You in Earnest, here's Mantle of Green.
As I went a-walking one morning in June to view the fair fields and the meadows in bloom, I spied a young damsel. She appeared like a queen, her costly robes and her mantle of green. I said, "Pretty fair maid, will you come with me? We'll both join in wedlock. Married will be, I'll dress you in fine linen. You'll appear like a queen, your costly robes and your mantle of green." She answered me, "Young man, you must be excused. I'll wed with no one I can but refuse. Through the green woods I'll wander, shun all men's views, since a man that I love fell at famed water.
Thank you.
now. I learned a trade from Alexander, a scoundrel of the first degree. Within the year I was so despondent, Dr. Fleeman well knew me. Oh, Eglinton, floating on the water. Oh, Eglinton, the rose is there for me. I hung my harp high upon the willows of Urban Town by the sea. I burned the work down. I found myself without a crown. But I had more than any silver. I had a friend in Richard Brown. In Eglinton Woods we'd wander. On the drunken steps I would recite, take your harp down from the willows, said Richard Brown, and he was right. Oh, Eglinton, floating on the water. Oh, Eglinton, the road was there for me. I took my harp down from the willows, Richard Brown, I bow to thee. Richard Brown, I bow to thee. Richard Brown, I bow to thee.
Irish accordion player Alan Kelly recorded most of his album After the Morning in County Galway, and that track in Glasgow, where he invited Eddie Reader to sing I Hung My Harp Upon the Willows. Scottish singer-songwriter Dougie MacLean has released at least a dozen and a half albums in his career. A call for the essential Dougie MacLean was answered a couple of years back, and now it's time for Essential 2, a double album set of more great songs and tunes from across the years. We're going to hear two tracks from Essential 2, The Burning of Pease's Nap from a Dougie MacLean theatre soundtrack, and first this, Who Am I, from Dougie MacLean.
Thank you. over the mountain and out across the trees. On weathered wings he soars into the edges of the breeze. Over the water and out across the fields, with eagle eye he watches. He's seeing what our hearts can never see. And he speaks to me. From up here I've seen the broken truth. I've heard that old eternal lie. From way up here I've seen the wasted youth. From up here I've heard the old man cry, saying, who am I? Through the hazels and along the druthy burn, on feathered feet she's silent, as to her young ones she returns. Over the moor and up the Benacali hill, on her lookout rock she watches. She's seeing what our hearts can never see. She speaks to me. From up here I've seen the broken truth. I have heard that old eternal lie. From way up here I've seen the wasted youth. From up here I've heard the old man cry, saying, who am I? Life teaches nothing, life teaches what it can. It can hold us all to ransom, the woman and the man. Over the mountains and out across the trees, on weathered wings he soars into the silence, on the edges of the breeze. And he speaks to me. From up here I've seen the broken truth. I've heard that old eternal lie. From way up here I've seen the wasted youth. From up here I've heard the old man cry, saying, who am I? Thank you.
Dougie MacLean with music from Essential 2. So we have more music, some new to the world and some new to me, coming up ahead. Two Irish voices, a debut from Declan Ford and a welcome return for Karen Casey. Stay with me as we keep the music coming along. It streams online too. Check our website, thistleradio.com, for listen again shows and our music stream. And that's also your source for music details as we post and archive programme playlists there at thistleradio.com each and every week. This is NPR. Richie with you still, and very glad to be here too. Scots singer-songwriter Chris Drever steps up to join Irish accordion player Alan Kelly this time with Caledonia ahead. It's the song of a miner in Cape Breton. First though, here's something brand new that's just arrived from an American-born piper who splits his time between Edinburgh in Scotland and upstate New York. Brian Miller from his EP On Home Ground with Lowlands. Thank you.
when first I came to Caledonia. I got started in number three. I took up lodgings with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, she'd make good tea. There was me and my brother Charlie, two beggar shavers you ne'er did see. Out spiking eels in the month of April, and starving slaves out on Scattery. To Normal to buy some broken, a cake of soap and a pound of tea. But Normal said that I couldn't help them, though fish got plenty on Scattery. So I went down to the Big Harbour. I only went far to see the spray. I spied a girl from Ballardy over. She looked to me like the Queen of May. I'd pail from Pennsylvania, and if I'd paper so snowy white, and if I'd ink of the rosy morning, a true love letter to her I'd write. I set my foot on the darkest ocean, as far from land as a man could be, sailing over the darkest water. A woman's love would never bother me. Set my head to a cask of brandy. It's a dandy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm sad and thinking, the way I could gain that young lady fair.
Laura McKenzie on flute from Laura and the Lads. It's been out for a while and I'm very glad to have a copy. And from Laura and the Lads came Dugan's Dream. Irish vocalist Karen Casey has released Two More Hours, a very personal album of jazz-inflected songs. And like a number of albums I'm seeing now, it got out there via support from a Kickstarter campaign, which is great to see. On Blind Woman, we hear Karen backed up by Nashville-based banjo player and singer Abigail Washburn. And so she's going to follow from her own album, City of Refuge. First, though, let's meet Declan Ford. He wrote to me from Oma, County Tyrone, Northern Ireland, and sent me The Mountainy Man. It's a collection of his songs and stories. Declan Ford with Molly O.
I will always love you, Molly O. To tell the truth, no matter where I go. When I take you by the hand, there could be no prouder man than myself with the lovely Molly O. Oh, oh. I mind the time I first met Molly O. Sure, how could I forget my Molly O? I asked her for a kiss, she clipped me with her fist, and damn near broke me jaw, did Molly O. But I started stepping out with Molly O. Began to gad about with Molly O. Till between the jigs and reels fell head over heels in love with the feisty Molly O. Oh, oh, oh. I will always love you, Molly O. To tell the truth, no matter where I go. When I take you by the hand, there could be no prouder man than myself with the lovely Molly O. Lately I've been wondering, Molly O, about this wee conundrum, Molly O. If you'd only be me wife, I'd live happy all me life with me jewel and me darling Molly O. Let's get married in the morning, Molly O. I'll bet you look charming, Molly O. I'll buy you a wedding ring and the choir will sweetly sing. Ach, wouldn't that be grand now, Molly O. Oh, oh. I will always love you, Molly O. To tell the truth, no matter where I go. When I take you by the hand, there could be no prouder man than myself with the lovely Molly O. We'll be man and wife tomorrow, Molly O. We'll sing away all sorrow, Molly O. We'll dance to an old quadrille and eat and drink our fill at the hooly in the evening, Molly O. We'll live happy ever after, Molly O. With lots of sons and daughters, Molly O. And the boys will look like me, but the girls will all just be as pretty as their mammy, Molly O. Oh, oh. I will always love you, Molly O. And to tell the truth, no matter where I go. When I take you by the hand, there could be no prouder man than myself with the lovely Molly O. Oh, oh. I will always love you, Molly O.
So tall, you'd think she had it all. it's too hard to belong. Should I sing a different song? Would I feel like I belong? Could I sing?
Thank you. I see my unborn babies, tired birds in the sky. Before I die, grant me one thing, grant one thing to me. Don't let me dream of nectar, make me fruit on the tree.
From her album City of Refuge, Abigail Washburn and Dreams of Nectar, on the Thistle and Shamrock, coming to you each week from here in the heart of Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production and I'm Fiona Ritchie. Write to me for a playlist to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Charlotte, North Carolina 28106, or check online where our playlists are updated and archived, along with Listen Again radio shows each and every week, all at thistleradio.com. Well, what do we have now but more from Boston fiddler Katie McNally, two Phil Cunningham tunes from her album Flourish. More new music to come in the weeks ahead, and I hope you'll join me.
Thank you.
find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie. Like our Facebook page, Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. The Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the US and developing countries. On the web at lemelson.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.